From the Prime Minister's Second Ideas Forum in St. Peter last night came this contribution from the floor.
My name is Teddy Hines and I'm a technologist.
He raised this concern.
I guess you're all accustomed to like WhatsApp or so on. What will happen one day if Cable and Wireless and Digicel decides that they're losing revenue from WhatsApp and decides to block WhatsApp? And this can happen for any internet application around the internet. And given that Barbados is the fastest internet in Latin America, we have the fastest internet speeds in Latin America, and we rank number 54 worldwide. The internet is actually a resource that we can use to gain foreign exchange without destroying anything in Barbados, without destroying the environment. But like in the U.S., what's happening right now is there's a fight to actually keep the internet an open place, to remain a creative medium so anybody has a chance to make money or form a business or write an application or talk to their family or whatever they choose to do on the internet. Ma'am, we find ourselves in a very precarious situation in Barbados because we've moved from a monopoly to a duopoly, which simply means that Cable and Wireless and Digicel have meetings to decide what happens. So should there not be governmental input to stop the internet from being managed by the people who sell us the internet and own the infrastructure, it will put Barbados at a serious disadvantage going forward.
Teddy Hines also called for greater use of the internet to facilitate people working from home.
We work in an environment, if the internet goes out for a day, anybody with a business knows they need to send home their staff. Why it is that you bring people from home with internet to fight with traffic, to fight with everything, to your office, to use your internet. Having people work from home, you reduce carbon footprint, you reduce traffic, all of those things that you need millions of dollars to solve. Because we have such a good internet infrastructure in Barbados, better than the United States in most cases, we can look at whether there's a tax credit, there's some incentive to businesses who encourage their staff to work from home. And I think that if we market the internet well as a good and open resource and a resource that will be kept open, it will even help in our gain to gain foreign exchange.
In response, Prime Minister Motley said that a matter that is coming up at the next intersessional meeting of the heads of government of CARICOM is the high roaming costs in the region.
We cannot have these high roaming costs for whenever you travel within the Caribbean region if we are really a community.
That cost is providing nothing.
That's the point. Single domestic space in telecommunications. And therefore, we need to be able to see how we can have a regional rate that is lower than the overseas and the roaming that we're paying now, but that even if it is higher than the domestic rate.
She added.
So I'm trying to create a single rate for within the community rather than us facing these horrific rates when you go to St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Trinidad, Jamaica, Guyana, because more and more Barbados has a trade surplus with the Eastern Caribbean. Barbados has a trade surplus with Guyana. What does that mean? That Bajans are going into the OECS and in Guyana and doing business. Now, if their telecoms rates are much higher than it ought to be, then that's unfair. Now, having said that, you have to admit that if companies are losing complete revenue because everybody is shifting and making calls on WhatsApp, then you have a problem and you're putting at risk both the company and the investments. So that there has to be some kind of middle ground, even if it is to charge a flat rate for certain applications.
Prime Minister Mia Motley speaking at her Second Ideas Forum in St. Peter last night. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.